got nothing but love for my next guest. She's a frequent contributor here on the Maggie Dawn Show. It is Senator Kristen Dostler-Alfheim from Appleton. Welcome back to the show. And I do want to just break some news. This reporting just got posted a short while ago on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And then we'll turn to the question of the exchanges and the premiums that people are going to be facing come November 1st. Here's the breaking news. Recently released documents by the city of Racine, which they only released after they were sued, regarding water usage for a Microsoft data center that is going in Mount Pleasant, is indicating that the expansion of the data center, which is planned, could increase water usage there to 8.4 million gallons of Lake Michigan water per year. Holy cow. It's boggling. This is going to be the next problem that we have, right? Like all the AI data centers sucking up a bunch of water. I don't know where they're going to get it all. Did you know, too, that they are re-upping 4 Mile Island for what? To produce the electricity to run a series of big AI data centers out east. More on that soon. I will read that article and talk to you all about it more tomorrow, but I wanted to share that headline with you. Welcome back to the show, Senator. We got to talk some insurance, a super sexy topic that everyone loves to hear about, but this one's super important. Tell us what the problem is. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but and I wanted to give some love before I hand it off to you to Michael from Madison. He texted me yesterday and he said, Maggie, you only mentioned folks that might have small businesses or own their own businesses that get their insurance from the exchanges or early retirees. Maggie, you failed to mention the millions of folks that do not have employer-provided health insurance, and you didn't mention farmers, many, most of whom in our state have to go to the exchanges. Michael, thank you so much for that correction. I was trying to also speak to folks that may be on the Trump-inclined end of the spectrum, if you know what I'm saying, and point out that it's going to hit them too. So with that, yeah. Senator, thank you for your patience. Tell us what the problem is.
Yeah, the problem is the word insurance immediately makes people's eyes glass over and reach for an alcohol beverage. That is the real issue. So I am trying desperately to help the general public understand what a big deal is going on. We know with the reconciliation bill, the big, bad, whatever you want to call it, bill, that the Congress decided not to re-up the second level of subsidies in the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, again, some people know that that's a big deal. Many people jumped up on that, especially those, you know, that were receiving the first benefit and the second. But a lot of us just kind of let it slide. And this is what I need people to understand, is it's not just that they are taking away a subsidy. It's that what happens, the consequence of the subsidy going away and what that has done in a ripple effect to the entire industry of the marketplace, which there by default means everyone on the marketplace is directly impacted in a large way. Helping people understand this. First, the loss of the subsidies, right? So the Biden-era subsidies gave credit to those that were at 131% of the poverty all the way up to 400. That's a lot of people, by the way. A lot of people have gotten an extra bump in tax relief or premium relief. It feels the same way. In essence, it saved them a lot of money. Removing that subsidy immediately impacted people that they're the loss. So now, in essence, what they're paying out of pocket is far more. That's one issue, but it's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is that because of the loss of subsidies, actuarially, the insurance industry knows that if someone's premium, and I used a great example yesterday, 60-year-old couple in Wisconsin making $80,000 a year, that puts them at 401% or 400%, whatever it is, that couple is going to go from roughly $7,000 in annual premium to $25,000. Now, we're thinking there's no way who's got that money. The answer is nobody.
Nobody
has that money. So the natural reaction of that couple is to not take a fully insured program, but to walk away and instead to go to one of these catastrophic plans that will do checkup It'll be a little wellness check, and then it'll be $10,000 out of pocket before it pays a bill. Catastrophic plans. They're going to do that because it's going to give them an alternative that is much similar to a bronze, probably a little bit less than a bronze plan. That causes multiple issues. One, you can talk about down the line, all the families that do not have $10,000 to throw at a medical bill if something catastrophic does happen. You can talk about the fact that a sprained wrist is probably going to cost them $1,500 that they don't have in the bank and all of the bankruptcies that will come from that. But that's still not the issue. The issue is when the healthiest of the insurance area leave the fully covered plans, that means you have fewer lives insured with a higher claims rate, a higher claims expectation. The insurance industry, nonprofit and for-profit, and before anybody reacts, I know healthcare stinks, right? That's a given. This is an additional issue. When the insured pool shrinks and the claims experience of them go up, it causes the actuarial math to change. We know that the rates for the 2026 marketplace are going to change dramatically. The nonprofits asked for an increase of roughly 9 to 12%. So people would have dealt with an increase plus the loss of subsidies. That's already a big deal. The for-profits filed for and received increases of 31 and 34%. That's a lot more. Now, keep in mind, actuarially, we lost a nonprofit out of the marketplace in southern Wisconsin. All of the other insurance companies now have to pick up the slack of insurance. They have to absorb it. From a math standpoint, the nonprofits only filed for a 9 to a 12% increase. Remember, they're nonprofits. They're not cooking the books. They're not buying back stock shares. So for those nonprofits to be able to pick up and handle that math and stay solvent, they ask for an emergency rate change, a re-rate, they call it. That re-rate was denied by the state of Wisconsin because the OCI believed that unless all of them were going to re-rate, they shouldn't give any special privileges to any individual company. That led to the biggest nonprofit walking away. If they cannot go in the negative to be on the marketplace. We know already there are no less than 3 nonprofits that are not going to be in the marketplace. What that means in reality, in the Fox Valley, we had 7 providers in 2025. We know we will not have more than 3 in 2026. Of those 3, at least 2 of them have already acknowledged a 31 to 34% increase.
The for-profits.
So now when you come to your open enrollment meeting or you go online at healthcare.gov in November, when you look at your options, you're going to realize that you have far fewer than you had, and they are far, far more expensive. And to those of us that actually have real health issues, going to a high deductible or catastrophic plan can't work. So if you've been in one of the nonprofits and your rates were already, let's call it 20% less than the for-profits, you now lost that option. You are going from the nonprofit to the profit and now up another 30%+, and you may have lost a subsidy. Keep in mind, every provider has a limited place of where you can actually go get medical attention. So you now may have lost the advantage of picking the doctor and the hospital of your choice.
It's
going to be worse because once the for-profits have the monopoly that they have walked into because of the falling of the dam events, guess what they're going to do? They're going to knock on the door of Wisconsin's OCI and say, listen, if you want us to take care of the people of Wisconsin, you're going to have to let us re-rate. And I'm not sure what Wisconsin is going to do about that, because we have no option but to be covered. Again, I am not placing blame on the state of Wisconsin. I think that the OCI is doing their very best to react to all of the chaos that is going on a national level. It is not their fault. What I'm saying is that in the state of Wisconsin, it is our job to take care of our people to the best of our ability. And the OCI's job is to maintain stability to the best of their ability. And I believe they're trying. The question is, what else can we do? Because the chaos is about to hit. And if we do not start talking about it now, if we do not get it out there so everyone realizes, because every kitchen table is going to be affected by this change. Every option we have in the state of Wisconsin needs to be utilized right now. One, get the action in DC. Get them to realize that this change in removing the subsidy, whether you received subsidies or not, by them removing the subsidies, it is having a massive impact on your kitchen table. It doesn't matter if you were receiving the subsidy or not. They must reinstate the subsidy to keep the industry from collapsing. If they don't, then the state of Wisconsin has to do everything in their power to maintain enough carriers to keep the people of Wisconsin healthy, to keep them going to the doctor and treating themselves and not running without. Running without coverage is bad for all of us. And in the end, it's going to be bad for the taxpayers of Wisconsin, I assure you. I assure you.
And Senator Alfheim, you just landed on the last sort of domino effect that I wanted to talk about. And that is, when we are sicker and we don't have health insurance, people show up in emergency rooms, right? Because they don't have regular care. Hospitals have to provide care if someone is in a life-threatening situation. That means people, if you don't and you never have and you don't think you ever will get insurance off the ACA exchanges, it still impacts you. Right. Because as more people go underinsured or completely without health insurance, they will show up in the ERs, right? Yep. And that will end up raising your premiums as well.
That's
because
right.
That's how this works.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, my belief is that this was... these knock-on impacts were well known to the Trump administration, and that these incredibly cascading impacts were known, they were expected, and they are the intended impacts of the big, brutal bill, because it may, in fact, blow up the entire ACA. It may render it, in places like Wisconsin, so wobbled that it may collapse. We're going to come back. I want to talk with the senator more about what we can do in the face of this slow-moving tragedy for Wisconsin families, brought to you courtesy of Donald Trump and the MAGA regime. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.